Homeowners looking to pour a new driveway might want to pray for rain. The pressure of America's cement shortage has been somewhat relieved by stormy weather in New England, which makes it difficult for contractors there to use what's becoming a precious commodity. The supply of concrete is still tight in the Southeast, the Southwest, and the Upper Midwest, meaning that American concrete is just not flowing as quickly as it used to. In our bureau in Chicago is Ed Sullivan, chief economist for the Portland Cement Association. That's an industry trade group based in Skokie, Illinois. Mr. Sullivan, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
I got to ask, Portland Cement in Skokie, shouldn't you be, you know, near Harry and David country and all that?
Well, it's kind of funny. Portland actually refers to the color, actually. Modern cement was founded over in England. And the person who invented it, when he was done with his process, came out with a certain color. And he said it reminded him of the cliffs of Portland. And since then, instead of us calling it a gray cement or just cement, it's been called Portland cement.
Thank you. I just learned something. maybe you can tell us something else. Why are cement supplies so scarce right now?
Two critical reasons. Number one, demand has been very strong. Demand has been led primarily by very strong home buying activity. Mm-hmm. Number two is the U.S. industry can only produce about 75% of its domestic demands. For the remainder, it relies upon imports. Imports have been constrained because we don't have the ships available to carry foreign cement to the United States. Because the Chinese economic growth has been so strong, that growth is tying up ships. In addition, they're also preparing for the 2008 Olympics. And so that has caused a big part of the whole problem.
And to the average American, this means what?
Some delays in terms of receiving the concrete they need to pour foundations, swimming pools, etc. For the larger construction projects, my guess is that there's not that much of a delay or postponement. Mm-hmm. But again, it's going to hit more than likely that there's a smaller builder, et cetera, more than the big guy.
Let me ask what I think in the minds of many people is the most critical question about this cement shortage. Is there enough left over for Wrigley Field?
Well, the way the Cubs are playing right now, I'm not sure you want there to be enough cement.
Oh, that's cruel. That's cruel. And spoken by someone who lives in Chicago and sounds like a Red Sox fan, I must say.
Well, I am a Red Sox fan. I hate the Yankees.
And I do have to ask, forgive me this, Mr. Sullivan, but you've heard every joke possible about the name at this point in your life, haven't you?
I absolutely have. And I'll tell you that the funny thing, and this is the God's honest truth, mm-hmm. my boss's name is Jackie Gleason.
Gleason and Ed Sullivan working together again.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's just terrific. Well, I'm happy for you. Give our regards to the great one.
Yeah, well, he doesn't go by Jackie. He goes by Jay. But I'm sure I'm going to hear about this when I get back. Hopefully I still have a job Monday.
Ed Sullivan, consummate showman and lead economist for the Portland Cement Association. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.